All the councillors in Sligo Strandhill and beyond have raised this at the local MDs and also at Sligo County Council meetings before. And I do think while other local authorities have been proactive and have relied and used the legislation that's there to prosecute, to issue on-the-spot fines, that we really need to step up to the mark now, because there is local authorities that are prosecuting people. I have no doubt that if any of these issues come before the courts, that the judge will deal with the offenders harshly, and rightfully so, because it is such a serious problem round Sligo town, dog fouling, and it needs to be addressed. And that is one measure open to the local authority. So I have called again today that they would examine that in the environment and start prosecuting, start issuing tickets.
They have said that they might look at maybe doing more media campaigns and that kind of thing. Is that too much of a soft approach from your point of view?
Yeah, and I think we've gone down that road before, but I do think now they have to consider the nuclear option. They need to get out, they need to start issuing tickets and prosecuting like other local authorities. And it has had the desired effect in some of the bigger local authorities that have taken the steps to decide, right, we need to go out and prosecute, issue tickets because it is a deterrent. And the council have the powers to do it, so they need to do it.
As you cite the example of Tracy Avenue, they've done so much work there. They've got their first Christmas party there for the children, and it's now becoming a focal point again for the community. And because they're taking so much pride in that, it would be important that the council facilitates the dog fouling bins, the dog waste bins. And what I'm calling for is that in similar local residents associations across the borough, where the local residents are putting so much pride into their local parks and their local green areas, that the council facilitates that by putting in these dog fouling bins. However, it comes with a warning, as we got today, be careful what you wish for, because what has happened previously was that where these were installed, people started, if you like, abusing them and putting household waste around it and whatever, and it became actually more unsightly rather than solving the problem. So it's about appealing to people to be responsible, the dog owners to be responsible for their dogs, to clean up after their mess. It's not nice to have children playing in local areas and, you know, getting dog feces over their clothes, their shoes, or indeed it can add to illness. So look, it's to get the balance between providing the infrastructure that would make people responsible about their dogs, but equally making people aware of their responsibility. And I know that the council are actually going to do a social media campaign around that shortly. So it just would appeal to dog owners to be responsible around their dogs.
If those bins were to be situated in various residential parks in Sligo town, another thing I understand would be the fact that it would be the residents associations themselves that would have to maintain those bins. Do you think that will work? Would there be a big community effort there to ensure that those bins would be emptied regularly?
Yeah. And as I said, it would have to be with the support of the local residents association, who give that commitment and fairness to the council in advance of installing the bins, that they are willing to do that, because there is work that is involved in that. But again, when you look at the local residents association across the county, they're already doing so much work themselves on a voluntary basis. They're taking pride in their area. They're cutting the grass, for example, and disposing of that in a sustainable manner. So they should be, where the local residents association are willing to do that, absolutely, the council should work with them in a collaborative manner.